Good morning, it's Thursday, November 18th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Starting this week you can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Off and on rain today with a daytime high of 45 degrees and an overnight low of 42 degrees. Total rainfall could reach 3/4 of an inch. State health officials are joining hospitals in warning how precarious Washington's COVID-19 status is ahead of the holidays. Secretary of Health Dr. Umair Shah said that while cases and hospitalizations decreased, that decline is flattening. He said the numbers are similar to what the state saw at the beginning of the state's third wave in November 2020. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 is at 267 in the most recent daily reporting, with the daily average of cases statewide down 14% over 14 days. Even the possible addition of antiviral pills still seeking emergency use authorization won't make it in time to have much effect on the current season, due to anticipated limitations of early supplies. Almost a month after a quadruple homicide in Tacoma, it's still not clear what led a gunman to walk into a backyard and open fire. Documents filed in the case show a timeline of how the attack unfolded October 21 outside the home in the Salish neighborhood. They also offer details of how investigators located 22-year-old Malik Pate at his home just about half a mile from the shooting. Police have yet to find a connection between Pate and the four people who were killed. Investigators said they don't believe the attack was a robbery, and the victims weren't associated with gangs or drugs. The only connection they found so far is that Pate attended fifth grade with one of the people who died. Several Pierce County elected officials are getting a pay raise. The county council voted unanimously to increase the salaries of four elected officials by 2.9% next year. They'll see an increase between $5,800 and $4,104 annually. The News Tribune's 2020 salary database shows executive Bruce Stammeyer's annual pay will increase to $206,288. Sheriff Ed Troyer's annual salary will rise to $168,299. Executive Stammeyer's initial proposal recommended the sheriff position receive a 7% increase starting in January. Assessor-Treasurer Mike Lonergan's annual pay will increase to $146,264. Auditor Julie Anderson's annual salary will rise to $145,650. The increase is described as a cost-of-living adjustment and is usually passed every 2 years. The council approved a 2.5% salary bump for these four officials in 2019. The raise also upped the council's salaries. Under the county charter, their pay is tied to the executive's. Members make 60% of the executive's salary at the time they're elected, and that rate is frozen for the 4-year term. County union employees will receive an annual cost of living adjustment of 2.9%. To see the News Tribune's salary databases for state, county, and city employees, go to thenewstribune.com/news/databases. There's a new accolade on Ichiro Suzuki's illustrious resume. The M's announced they're inducting the 10-time Gold Glove winner into the Mariners Hall of Fame. It will be part of a celebratory weekend and pregame ceremony on August 27. Ichiro's playing career started and ended in his native Japan, where he racked up 1,278 hits in 9 seasons. In the United States, his major league career spanned 19 more years, 10 of them in a Mariners uniform. Ichiro announced his retirement in 2019. It's expected that he'll eventually gain Baseball Hall of Fame status, though he isn't eligible for the ballot until 2025. Ichiro ranks only behind Edgar Martinez in games played for the franchise, with 1,861. He's currently an instructor for Seattle's MLB team and farm system, with the title of special assistant to the chairman. A former funeral home in East Pierce County is getting new life as a coffee shop. Anchor House Coffee Roasters is now open in downtown Buckley. Guests can now relax on site with a cortado, cappuccino, or Chemex pour-over made with its house-roasted beans. The shop on Main Street, constructed in 1928 with 2 stories and 4,000 square feet, was a funeral home for decades. Anchor House is more than just good coffee. 10% of proceeds will benefit Love Justice International, a Christian nonprofit that operates children's homes and schools in South Asia and Africa, and works to stop human trafficking. The shop is located on the way to Mount Rainier National Park, and the owners hope to be part of boosting Buckley as a destination. To kick things off, fall specials include a cherry pie latte with caramel, the fallen oak with hazelnut and pumpkin, and an orange ginger mocha with candied orange. Also offered are chocolates and pastries with gluten-free options. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!